The reading this morning is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Russ, for that reading. Let's pray before we look at those words together. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us now to hear you speak and to receive the great news of great joy that you have for us in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Good morning, everyone. If you're not met, I'm Larry. I'm the other pastor here. Given that John already got us standing up and so on, I won't ask you to stand up again, but put your hands up if you have unwrapped all your presents. No surprises there. Put your hands up if you've unwrapped some of your presents. Has anyone here, hands down, has anyone here not unwrapped any presents? Birgit and Verona, I think, were the first. Birgit and Verona, Merry Christmas. There you go. Yeah. And was there any kids who haven't unwrapped a present? I don't believe. Yeah. Really? Wait, there was another hand back up there. It's a little kid who hasn't opened a present. There, I see a hand. Right, you can have that, and you can even unwrap it now. Merry Christmas. While we're giving out presents, I should tell you about the present that John got me this morning. It's here. And it's a very nice present, I'm sure. But it's got some writing on it. Funnily enough, in my handwriting, but that's another story. To Larry, from John, "Will this help you understand Christmas? It's not about Santa. Love, John." Oh, that's nice of him, isn't it? The thing is, though, John has used lots of wrapping paper, and that's too much for me. I'm too lazy. I'm going to need some help unwrapping this. But you can only help me if you unwrap one layer at a time. Lion, your hand did go up first, possibly because you've been up so long. So just the first layer, okay? Okay, you can keep the sweetie. And then, there's a bit of paper. Can you read for us, nice and loud, what's on there?
Luke 2, 1 to 2. In those days, a decree went out from
Caesar Augustus
that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when
Quirinius, yeah,
was Governor of Syria.
Thank you very much. So the first layer of Christmas that we've unwrapped is a date. This happened, Christmas happened in the days when a decree went out from Caesar Augustus. It was the first registration when a chap called Quirinius was governor of Syria. This tells us when Christmas happened. Right, I've not even asked the question then the next hand to go. Let's go over here. But do you want to have a go? Try a bit where there's not tons of sellotape. That might make it easier for you. Yes, there you go. Okay, do you want to read that bit of paper, or do you want to get the sweetie first?
Okay. Luke 2, verse 4-7. Joseph went up to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son.
Very good indeed. Thank you. You can keep that. So there we go. These were the people. These were some of the people who were involved in Christmas. We know the date. We know some of the people. Mary and Joseph with their child. We'll meet some other people later on. What comes next? What's the next bit of Christmas to unwrap? You have been waiting so patiently. Okay, this one's hard because I wrote it. You might not be able to read my handwriting. Let me help you with that one. Luke 2 verse 4, Galilee, the town of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. So we've had the date, we've had the people, now we've got the places. These are the places where everything happened. Thank you very much. Oh, wait, need to finish unwrapping it. There we go. These are the places where everything happened. Mary and Joseph left Galilee and they went to Bethlehem. I feel like I'm going to be ringing someone's Christmas if I don't pick them. Go for it. Okay, do the next one for us. We've had the date, we've had the people, we've had the places. What could be next? Okay, only do the blue. Yes, that's what. Okay, you've got a bit of paper you need to read as well. This one's not in my handwriting, so you can read it. Okay, here we go.
Luke 9:8-9.
Don't worry about the numbers, it's Luke 2:8-9, yeah?
The three shepherds out in the field, keeping watch every tarry, sheep and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
Great fear. Thank you. So this is the next bit. This is the angels. Angels aren't just fat babies suddenly appearing in the sky like in an Italian painting. Angels are big and scary. They're God's messengers and warriors. And every time an angel appears in Luke's gospel, he has to tell the people he comes to, don't be scared, don't worry. And that's what he said to the shepherds. So we've had the date, we've had the people, we've had the places, now we have the angels. These are God's supernatural messengers, his messengers. Last one. Ah, that's very kind of you, volunteering a friend. Okay, I might wait for the microphone.
Yep.
Luke
2:4.
The
city of David.
City of David, the house and family of David.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. The city of David, the house and family of David. Now, that one might be a bit strange. You might think, well, we've already had the people and the places. Why do we need to be told about David? Why do we need to be told about David? I might have to ask an adult for that. Sinead, why do we need to be told about David? What was the answer I told you to tell me? Because God made promises to David hundreds of years ago. Well done, Sinead. Luke is telling us God is keeping his promises. And that's an amazing thing. If God can keep his promises to David hundreds of years later through a baby being born, well, he must be able to keep his promises to you and to me. Here is God keeping his promises. Well, there we go. Those were the bits of rapping that we wanted to undo. Who knew that John was such a great rapper? Right, there's a joke in that. It'll come to you in a second. What have we unwrapped so far? We've got the date. We've got the people. We've got the places. We've got those things that tell us Christmas is real history. This isn't once upon a time. It's not make-believe. It's not a fairy tale. Christmas really happened. If you had been there, you could have followed Mary and Joseph as they went up to Bethlehem, and you could have held Jesus in your arms after he was born, possibly after Mary had held him first. Christmas really happened. And then we unwrapped God's messengers and God's promises. That means Christmas is a really big deal. It's such a big deal that God was talking about it hundreds, thousands of years before it happened. He made sure it did happen. Then when Jesus was born, God sent his heavenly messengers to come and tell everyone about it. It's a really big deal, and God wants you and me to know all about Christmas. It's real history. It's really important. Friends, if that's all you know, if that's all I know about Christmas, that's not enough. You see, there's still much of Christmas left to be unwrapped. We need to know it's real history. We need to know it's a big deal. But we do need to know something more than that. And what that more is, we'll find out a little later on in the service. We've got two more layers of Christmas left to unwrap. And I think, would you like to unwrap a layer? I should say, I went slightly gung-ho with the wrapping and the sellotape. John went slightly gung-ho with the wrapping. Is there a bit of paper in there for you to read? Yes.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord.
A Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Brilliant. Thank you. That is... that. You've got to... hands down, you've got to wait for a bit. Hands down, you've got to wait for a bit. That is Christmas. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord. God is born on earth as a human, as Saviour King. Now, occasionally at home, I try and do DIY stuff that involves drilling holes. Anytime I try and do DIY stuff that involves drilling holes, usually my neighbour has to come over and do it for me, or other friends have to, because I'm utterly incompetent with the drill. I just cannot make it work. When God comes over to earth to be born as a human, as Saviour King, he is coming to do for us things that we cannot do for ourselves. He has come to put this world right, because you and I can't do that. He's come to put up you and me right, because we can't do that either. We can't put this world right. Think of the things we can't do. We can't escape death. We can't abolish evil. We can't make this world right. But Jesus, born at Christmas, is God come to be king to make this whole world right again, to make it as it should be, better than we could ever dream of. Jesus' birth, him coming to earth and being born as one of us, that proves that he wants to make the world right. And then Jesus' death and his resurrection from the dead, that proves he's got the power to make this world right. Jesus is born to put this world right. He's born as well to put us right. You and I can't change our hearts. We can't stop rebelling against God in our own strength. We can't stop putting ourselves first. We can't stop living for me and not for the one who made us. We're trapped in sin. That's rebellion against God. We're trapped in guilt. We're trapped in shame. We can't escape these things. But Jesus, born at Christmas, is God come to earth as Saviour to put us right. Jesus is God saying to you and to me, I've come here to deal with all your problems. The stuff you and I cannot deal with. He's born to do that for us. He lived to do that for us. He died to do that for us. He rose again from the dead to do that for us, to put this world right and to put you and me right. If you want to know more about that, please do come along in January to a course we're running. It's called Hope Explored. It's running for 3 evenings and 3 mornings. On those dates you can see up on the screen. It'd be great to see you there. If you want to know more about how Jesus came to put this world and to put you and me right, there are flyers at the back if you need them. Now, listen, if you unwrap socks, what do you get? No, you get warm feet. Duh. If you unwrap a drum kit at Christmas, what do you get? A headache. A headache. You were close. And problems with your neighbours. If you unwrap Christmas, what do you get? Well, here's the final layer. Someone I have... I tell you what. There you go. The final layer. We might need a drum roll in a second before I hold up what has been under the wrapping paper. Not quite yet, just wait for it. Just wait. Okay. I'm going to keep this so that it's hidden, okay? And you take the sweetie. I'm going to keep this and... is there a bit of paper in there? Okay. What can you read for us?
Luke 2, verses 14. Glory to God in the...
highest.
Highest... and on earth,
peace among those with whom
he is
pleased.
Well done.
Well, there you go. Peace. Hey. If you don't get that joke, I'm really sorry, but I challenge you to wrap something else up that could resemble peace, and no, a dove wouldn't work. That is Christmas unwrapped. Jesus received as King and Saviour, and what do you get? You get peace. You get peace. Now, he is a King and a Saviour you and I can trust. Because what does he do for us? He gives us peace, the peace that we cannot earn on ourselves. The peace that comes from being made right with God. The peace that means, well, the food might burn later today, the presents might be broken, someone might have an argument. All sorts of hard and horrible things might happen in the year ahead. Life remains outside of our control, but we have peace with God. Because of our King and our Saviour Jesus, because he came to put us right, because he came to put us right with God. Friends, that is a peace no one can take from you. That is a peace you and I cannot lose. It is peace in life. It is peace in death. It is peace in the life that comes after death. It is peace that Jesus gives by being born for us, living for us, dying for us. Just imagine a kid going crazy over all the presents that are there under the tree. Some of you don't need to imagine that, maybe. A kid goes absolutely crazy, but the child ignores the biggest present. She just doesn't touch it. She leaves it unwrapped. Wouldn't that be a huge shame? Wouldn't that be a real shame? Well, similarly, wouldn't it be a massive shame this Christmas to leave the biggest present, the present at the heart of Christmas, unwrapped and untouched. The present that God himself came to earth to give to you. The Lord Jesus, as Saviour and King, come to give us peace, to put us right. You might ask, well, how do I unwrap Christmas? How do I make it mine? How do I get that present? And the answer is really simple. You get it by believing Jesus. By trusting that he is who he says he is. And by entrusting yourself into his care. And you might even want to do that this morning. And if you do, you might just want to say something like this to Jesus. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Please be my King and Saviour. Please give me your peace. You say something like that to the Lord Jesus, he'll take you at your word and he will give you his peace forever. You will be right with God. Well, let's put this all together then. Children, this is for you again. You know, don't you, children, that adults are silly and that we forget things?
Yes.
That was a very muted yes. Well done, adults. We need you up there as well. We need you to remind us of this because we forget. So at lunch today, you need to ask your parents, what do you get when you unwrap Christmas? Okay, you need to ask your parents, what do you get when you unwrap Christmas? And the answer they need to tell you, or you need to tell them if they're forgetful, a Saviour King born to give you peace. Now let's make sure we don't forget that. Let's do this side of the room. A Saviour King born to give you peace.
Saviour King born to give you peace.
Let's do the middle block. A Saviour
King born to give you peace.
You know what's coming. A Saviour King born to give you peace. Balcony, you're not escaping. Nice and loud.
Saviour King born to give you peace.
Okay, kids, do you think you can remember it? Let's try it with you. Just the kids now, okay? A Saviour King born to give you peace. That's what you need to check that your mum and dad and all the other adults have remembered. Make sure they don't forget. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you gave us Jesus Christ, your own Son, to be our Saviour and our King, to give us peace. We praise you for Jesus. In his name, amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.